This is Let's Get Legal, and you just heard his name there, Fred Augustin, joining us now, talking about all things property taxes. Fred, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
I think that our property tax world, a lot of people, all it is to them is they see what the bill is, they shake their head, they say a curse word I'm not going to say on the air, and then they pay their bill, not even realizing that there's a whole process. There's people like you that can help them out, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and I think that people just, they just assume that that's what it is, and that's the way it will always be. So backing up a little bit, your background is really interesting. You were on the Cook County Board of Review for a while, where you kind of heard a lot of these appeals and stuff like that. And I imagine that has prepared you to help represent people as best as possible.
That is correct. You know, sitting on the Cook County Board of Review, if people don't know what the Cook County Board of Review is, it's one of the entities in Cook County where you could appeal your taxes. So there are two places. It's really the Cook County Assessor's Office and the Cook County Board of Review. And I sat on the Cook County Board of Review. I was an analyst and hearing officer. So yeah, I mean, I've heard, reviewed all the appeals in Cook County. So
yeah, you know what potentially to look for and help people out. Before we get a little bit deeper into it, I do want to bring up, because we've been talking about this story through the news all day, that this senior freeze tax error that the Sun-Times had exposed could potentially delay property tax bills from coming out. They were scheduled to be delivered August 1st, but because of what they consider major errors in this $250 million a year program, could end up having these bills come out. I know this is brand new news and you're looking through it too. You read the story. Any thoughts on this news for what it could mean potentially for Cook County residents?
You know, my view is it's not so much the residents. It's the taxing bodies that benefit from these tax dollars. Because normally in a normal year, your second installment bill comes out July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
This year, obviously with COVID, it was delayed and they're set to do August 1st. Now, with the further delay, who knows when those second installment tax bills, and really, it's the taxing bodies, the governments that rely on the funding. Those are the ones who are going to be affected from this.
Right, because I'm going to pay no matter what. Whether it's a couple weeks later or not is less important to me. I mean, either way, it's not like we're getting a break from it because it's later. It's not going to change much. But the actual dollars coming in, the revenue in which these cities or municipalities need to use, that is going to be the affecting thing. So for the average person, you say not too much to worry about here.
That's correct. Not too much.
All right.
Not too much to worry about.
The other big story was out of the Rogers Park neighborhood. There's this, they were doing the three-year assessment. Cranes did some reporting on this, and there was residential buildings or apartments that were seeing like a 290% tax increase. All part of the plan and the idea is that they're taxed differently because they're a business, right? Or because it's landlords in theory. But that's going to really trickle down. What are you anticipating here? Because Rogers Park was first because they were one of the first ones reassessed this year. Is this what we're expecting across all of Chicago?
I would say yes. So, you know, the way it kind of works in Cook County, so Cook County, it's divided into three groups in terms of its reassessment. So mm-hmm. one group, it's the northern part of Cook County, so like cities like Wilmette, Glenview. Another group is southern Cook County, which is like Matteson, Homewood, and then Chicago. It's its own group. And so, you know, last year it was the southern Cook County that got reassessed, and you saw the same percentages increase in terms of the reassessment values. Commercial properties, I had one that went up 80% from the previous triennial period. So, I mean, you're starting to see a pattern that, Rogers Park, you're seeing it again. So as these city townships open, do not be surprised for the increases.
Can commercial buildings and can they appeal just like normal residents can, or is that a different process?
No. Same process. Obviously, the basis of the appeal would be different.
Right.
But no, you could appeal either if you're a commercial owner or if you're a homeowner.
Yeah. I imagine that, you know, someone says, well, I live in a home, my taxes will go up, it's not a commercial building. But if you're a renter in one of these buildings, you can bet your butt that they're going to be passing that cost onto the renters, I would imagine.
Yes. And I mean, remember, you know, affordable housing is a big item here in the city of Chicago. And, you know, affordable housing, a lot of people are renting. And so with these increases, especially with multifamily buildings that are 6 units or more, if you're seeing a 200 increase in assessment or an 80% increase, of course, that will equate to higher taxes. So what is the landlord going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pass it along to the tenants. So then the tenants have to bear the burden. So how affordable are these units going to be? And
right.
that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with Fred Augustin from Meritus Law. By the way, I just want to list this because this is one of the best websites I've ever had to read. FightYourPropertyTaxes.com is where they can reach you. We're going to get into that after the commercial break about how, when, why you should fight your property taxes and the best ways to do that here on Let's Get Legal on WGN. This is Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I'm John Hansen, and we're talking about real estate taxes and navigating that difficult world. We got Fred Augustin in. He's joining us from Meritus Law. Fred, we talked about earlier the idea that I think a lot of people love to complain about taxes, and why not? It's fun, but then you pay it and you don't think about it. I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that you can appeal the assessment, the assessed value of your home. So I got to ask you just off the bat, do you love your job? Because when you do what you do, you are saving people a lot of money.
I do love it because you are literally, the way I view it is you're helping people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. So how does someone get started? Like, I mean, when in the process, at what point can you say, this is too much, I want to appeal this? How does that work? Explain this, how taxes get assigned through the assessment process and when that window of opportunity is.
Yeah. And that's a good question, because I think a lot of people get confused in terms of what you're actually appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, when I get calls complaining about their actual tax bill, I always tell them, well, we can't appeal that amount.
Right. You're paying that.
Yeah, you're paying that. That's done and over with. If you wanted to appeal that, you should have done it a year before.
Okay.
So what are you appealing? You're actually appealing the property's assessment. And the property's assessment is included in the formula in terms of how they calculate taxes,
okay.
which is a property's assessment times the state equalizer times the local tax rate equals your tax amount.
Okay.
So you're appealing your property's assessment, not the tax amount.
I'm glad you know that formula, because I'm not writing that one down. But yeah, exactly. So in Cook County, it's every 3 years. Different counties, some go every 4 years. So when they reassess, they let you know how much the property was valued at. Is that your only window to file? Like, if you then start getting your new tax bill, do you have to wait another 3 or 4 years, or can they reach out to you to challenge it even years later?
So, yes. So, in terms of, let's just say, you brought up a good example. Let's just say Rogers Park, they got their, you know, owners got their assessment,
mm-hmm.
reassessment notice. That begins the window for filing an appeal with the Cook County Assessor's Office.
Okay.
And you have 30 days to file that appeal.
So you got to get on that.
You have to get on that. However, in Cook County, remember, as I alluded to earlier, you still have a second chance to appeal later in the year with the Board of Review, where I used to sit on.
Okay.
So you have two bites at the apple, so to speak, every year. A lot of people get confused in terms of a reassessment versus a tax appeal.
Okay.
For reassessment, it's every 3 years in Cook County. However, when you're filing your property tax appeal, you could appeal every year.
Okay.
So you don't have to do it every third year. You could actually do it every year.
Is there like a letter you have to wait for to see that amount and that's when you do it? Or can they reach out to you at fightyourpropertytaxes.com at any time?
Well, the best way to possibly is to reach out to me,
yeah.
because normally you get the notice in Cook County during your reassessment year.
Okay.
So the subsequent years in the triennial period, if it's your second or third year in the triennial, you don't get a notice.
Okay.
So really, you know, all the townships are published on the assessor's office, and you know, I monitor that every day.
Right.
So I know when it's up, when it's not up, you know, and so forth.
You'll navigate that water for them. What are they looking for? How do they assess these properties? Because I lived in a multi-unit property. We ended up doing an appeal where we all kind of teamed up together. I imagine that's a recommended practice for people. But like, what goes into it? I mean, are they taking a look at market trends, size of the home? Like, walk us through what happens through that.
So, you know, the way to really think about it is there's two groups of properties. There's the commercial industrial type and there's the residential type. Residential, let's just take, for example, single-family homes. You could appeal it based on what they call uniformity, and that's just the process of finding homes, essentially, that are very similar to your home that have a lower assessment per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my job to get into that. So that's one option. Or as a single-family homeowner or owner of a three-flat, you could also appeal it based on your recent sale. Recent sale meaning the last 3 years. And you should only use your recent sale if that recent sale is lower than what you got reassessed at.
Right. Yes. Yes, for sure. How, I mean, I know it's a difficult number, but until you reach out to someone like you, you have no idea what you could potentially get. I mean, I'm sure there's some cases where you aren't able to drop it all that much, but some by a lot. I guess it just varies on the many different variables in the situation.
Yes, it does. And it varies with the data. You know, not every home or every commercial building is the same. So mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, one home on the same block may be paying X, another home, because it's different, may be paying Y. So it's different. I mean, it's different for each home. Each property is unique.
Right, exactly. What about people that have made a lot of changes to their homes over the past years, and they renovated their kitchens, they redid that? Is that going to show up on assessments, or is that not something that gets that detailed into what they are doing every couple of years?
You know, in Cook County, it's very difficult to get into that detail because mm-hmm. when they do their reassessment, what they apply is a mass appraisal system. And a mass appraisal system is really just, it's an analysis of the data.
Mm-hmm.
And really what they look at are similar single family homes or similar commercial buildings that sold in the last 3 years. So based on that data, they try to assess you based on that.
Right.
Which is why I think people need to appeal, because they're not going to always get it right.
Right.
So that's why it's important to appeal.
Talk about vacancy and uninhabitable relief. What is that, and who does that apply to?
So that applies to any property owner. For residential properties, let's just say if you're a single-family home, if you're rehabbing it,
mm-hmm.
And you can't live there, meaning it's uninhabitable, you could get additional tax relief for that.
Okay.
So what they call it's a partial assessment, and that's only for 1 year only, and then what happens at the end of the year for the next year, it reverts back to a full assessment. So it's a nice benefit to have, especially if you're not living in the property. Same thing with commercial buildings. If it's rendered uninhabitable, if there's damages, or if you're doing rehab to it, you could get a partial assessment for that.
So that's fire and water damage. You're not living there. And I think that you just brought up a great point about, especially about this. There are so many programs out there that people could take the benefit of that maybe don't know it or don't apply for it. I remember there was an assessment. I don't know exactly what it was, but I went to the assessor's office. I went to the website, realized that I hadn't applied for it. Maybe it was a new homeowner's exemption. I don't remember what it was. Ended up with saving $500, getting a check in the mail. I think there's a lot of things for people out there that they don't realize. Are you able to help people navigate those waters too, to at least let them know, hey, here's what you might be eligible for?
Yes, you know, I could guide them. I really don't get into the exemptions part because
okay.
that's kind of an after-tax benefit.
Uh-huh.
You know, it has nothing to do with the property tax appeal realm. But for residential properties, if you've lived there as of January 1st of any given year, yes, you should get a homeowner's exemption. If you're 65 years or older, you should get a senior exemption.
Mm-hmm.
If you qualify for a senior freeze, as, you know, that article that came out earlier
right.
today, I mean, that's another benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Cook County Assessor's website really lays it out pretty well in terms of, you know, exemptions that are out there for commercial properties. There are incentives that they could apply for. I could help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's a lot of resources there that people should really look into.
Do you feel like and this is how I felt as a homeowner, was I just – once you start trying to get into the weeds of how it is done, how things are assessed, what your taxable rate, all that sort of stuff, I feel like – is it designed to be confusing so that I don't say anything about it? I mean, I know it's more complicated than that, but I feel that that's intimidating for a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, as an average homeowner, yes, it could be very intimidating. And that's why there are, you know, someone like me who could assist with that process. And, you know, that's why you hire a lawyer.
Yes. How are you always cracking new law books? Like anytime there's a new tax rule, I mean, I always wonder like how you keep up, how a lawyer like you keeps up with all the changes that happen, because law changes all the time. I imagine that obviously it's your job too, but it must be difficult to always keep up with that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And funny you mentioned that, you know, I am a member of the ISBA,
uh-huh.
and, you know, I'm a member of their – I get the state and local tax uh-huh. committee information, and that provides good update information monthly or sometimes even weekly information. And that's how you keep up with it.
Yeah. What about, I know a lot of people, obviously, we were just talking about this hot real estate market. A lot of people have bought, they're going to a place. They may not realize that they're about to be reassessed and what that could be. I mentioned you hear from a lot of people who bought the house at a certain price and a certain tax bracket without realizing that next year is going to be the reassessment. I mean, that's something that people should keep in mind when they're looking through that sort of stuff. Or, and if they end up getting a huge bill, come to you.
Yes. Especially if you're, let's just say, for instance, you bought this year and you're getting reassessed next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Cook County assessor starts looking and reviewing the assessments for that given property, I mean, they're going to look at that, how much you purchased it for. I mean, so it's on the record. They'll also look at other similar types of homes that sold there. So yes, it's something to think about, really.
What evidence do you bring about a property's value? What are you looking at? What is it you're looking for, like specific mistakes, or is it like, hey, you didn't take this into consideration? I mean, how specific to the home do you get when you are arguing that that person should be paying a lower tax than they are?
Well, for residential properties, single family homes to four units, you get pretty specific. You know, you really want to be similar where, you know, you have to find similar comps that are similar in size, similar age, and similar in location.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you do get in the weeds with that.
Right.
Commercial property is a little different. If it's a leased property, you know, they're going to want to look at the lease agreement. So I need to review the lease agreement. I need to review the historical income and expenses for the property, because in Illinois and in Cook County, income-producing properties should be assessed based on the income flow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a different analysis.
Right. Because what you're suggesting is obviously that the county, they may not have the resources to go home by home, room by room. They just apply this one size fits all approach, not quite that broad, but specific to a couple of things. Whereas you can then say, well, look, I understand that that's your process, but here's the specifics on what is different about this particular property compared to some of the others, or look at these other ones and notice this trend or this, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Do you get a lot of pushback? Like, what is that process like that you go through? Is it, you know, you file and you immediately hear back? Is there a lot of back and forth sometimes between you and the county fighting for someone's property tax? Walk us through a little of that.
It depends. With the Cook County Assessor's Office, you really don't get any feedback. File your appeal, and then you get your decision, you know, within 30 or 60 days, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Cook County Board of Review is a little different. You could always ask for a hearing.
Okay.
Meaning you can meet with an analyst about it. So, you know, more times than not, especially for commercial properties, that's what I do. Or if the commercial property is very unique and complicated, where you literally have to walk step by step with the hearing officer in terms of what's going on and so forth. So that's what you need to do. And that's what I do a lot for a lot of these, commercial properties, condominium buildings. I represent a lot of condominium buildings. I usually try to talk to someone at the board of review about it, because you're really analyzing the sales within the condominium.
Right. All right. Someone's listening right now. They're upset about their taxes. So every single listener right now, essentially, how can they reach out to you? What's the best way to find out about you and everything that you do?
Best way to reach me out, I mean, you alluded to, is our website, fightyourpropertytaxes.com. That'll get to the firm's website. You'll have my contact information. You know, once you get to the website, make sure to click on the firm title.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll find my contact information. You can email me. Our phone number is listed. Contact me anytime.
Fred, thank you so much. And for saving everyone money. We appreciate that.
Thank you.